This is Inside Agriculture. We now bring you another interview that we did last week at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri.
I am back with Hannah Thompson-Wieman, the Vice President of Communications for Animal Agriculture Alliance. First of all, hi, Anna. Welcome, and good to see you here today.
Really glad to be here. Glad to be having conversations about what we do here at the Alliance.
Well, that's probably question number one. What is it that Animal Agriculture Alliance does? You can kind of get a gist of it by the title, but give us some more details.
The Animal Ag Alliance is a nonprofit working to bridge the communication gap between farm and fork. So everything we do is about sharing accurate, science-based information about animal agriculture to key audiences. There are a lot of myths, a lot of misinformation out there about what farmers and ranchers do. So we want to help dispel those and, again, communicate some balance into the dialogue going on about animal agriculture. We have members from all across the industry, so we represent everyone, and we're trying to monitor what's going on out there and keep you all in the loop about what's happening.
Well, I got educated before we got on the air here today about what you guys do, and animal rights is really a big hot topic right now.
Some of the loudest voices sharing those myths and misinformation that we need to respond to are animal rights activist groups. Unfortunately, there is a very small but very loud group out there who are opposed to raising animals for food in any way. And for them, it doesn't matter how well these animals are cared for. Animal welfare isn't what they're focused on. If animals are being raised for food or for any human use, they are opposed to that. So our organization monitors those groups. We have a lot of resources, a lot of intel on their strategies and tactics. And we want to help farmers and ranchers be prepared and protect themselves.
So when you think about plans and strategies, does it come down to the technical side of legal advice? Do you go that far?
We have a lot of resources for farmers in terms of farm security. So there are several different threats that could impact you in terms of animal rights activism. Groups are trying to get hired on farms. They'll pay people to go get hired and take pictures and video they can use against you and the industry as a whole. Groups are going trespassing on farms, stealing animals, holding large protests. There's also a lot of suspicious visitors just showing up to farms under false pretenses to try to get access to barns. So the Alliance both tries to get the awareness out about those issues. And then we also have a lot of resources. We have some hiring tips, things to look out for, things to be aware of, resources on what to do if protesters were to show up to your farm. So we think it's really important to be aware and prepared so we can try to prevent these issues from really disrupting your business.
Hannah, how prevalent is the problem? I actually saw a story coming down here this week where an animal rights group was actually going out, it's deer hunting time, and they were sabotaging deer stands.
Unfortunately, groups are becoming more and more aggressive. So it's becoming increasingly prevalent to hear about groups trespassing, stealing, damaging property. There was even a large protest at a duck farm earlier this year, and an activist actually chained themselves to processing equipment. A lot of these tactics are things that we previously hadn't seen since, you know, the 90s, and we're kind of returning to some of those more extreme tactics. Activists today don't care about getting arrested. Actually, they think it's a badge of honor, and they consider you to not be a real activist if you don't have a rap sheet that shows your background of being an activist, disrupting, protesting, trespassing, and all of those things. So farmers need to be prepared for increasing aggression, really upping the ante from these groups because they're calling on their followers to do these kind of things more and more.
So if anybody wants to find out more about what Animal Agriculture Alliance does, what is the best thing they can do?
We are very active on social media, so you can find us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also have a very robust website with a lot of resources on exactly what we've talked about. So animalagalliance.org is the place to find us and learn more about what's going on in both activism, what consumers are thinking, and how you can be involved in this conversation.
Our NAFB reports from Kansas City brought to you as a service by ESN, the leading controlled release granular nitrogen fertilizer in North America. This is Ag Central.